another migrant boat capsizes in the Mediterranean. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. What we're talking about are some of the world's most vulnerable people and what we can do to help. We're also making some noise about how far $5 goes in China. You know, eternal impact. Our top story today, a group of 41 refugees fleeing African nations were the only survivors of a ship that capsized in the Mediterranean on Wednesday. As many as 500 people may have drowned when that ship, overloaded with refugees, capsized somewhere between Libya and Italy. We talked with AMG International's Bill Passons about this terrible loss of life in a region that's become known for similar accidents on a much smaller scale.
As they were transferring people from one boat to another, they overloaded the boat and the boat sank, and there was hundreds on there. Some people said over 500, and maybe 41 survives. Just another tragic situation, and it just kind of speaks to the desperate situation that people are in and how they're being taken advantage of. You know, they're traveling in conditions that aren't in any way safe.
But AMG is working with refugees in Greece, and they're meeting their needs for food, water, and shelter, and also with the hope and love of Jesus Christ. Elsewhere, tensions have been thick in Egypt. Several months ago, the government raided homes and offices to prevent protests. Among those was Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa. At the time, the ministry lost important equipment. They could air reruns, but couldn't air anything live, including the children's program, Why Is That? But after a lot of prayer, Sat7 recently premiered a new season of Why Is That? So there's a lot to be thankful for, but continue to pray for God's protection. You're listening to Mission Network News. It's April 22nd, Earth Day, a global celebration for the environment. But for Food for the Hungry, the day is a reminder of the impact of our stewardship on creation as Christians. Luis Noda of Food for the Hungry sees daily what food security means to a community, and he says they approach the communities they serve in a number of ways, including accessibility.
You can have food available in one place, but the price be so much that the poorest of the poor will not be able to get it.
At the heart of food insecurity is the gospel and what happens when there's a break in the relationship between God and His creation.
Basically, poverty emerges because we have a broken relationship with God. We have a broken relationship with ourselves, in our own identity, and a broken relationship with our neighbors, broken relationship with His creation.
In China, the church is hungry for more than food. It's hungry for God's Word. Wendell Rovenstein with Bibles for China.
The need that exists is not a need that goes away because of the new believers that are coming to Christ. Probably exceed the number of Bibles that we're able to deliver to meet the need of the 270,000 scriptures that they need just in one province.
Basically, coming alongside the church and resourcing it with 10,000 Bibles, it's just a drop in the bucket.
They are teaching, they are training, they're involved in ministry, they're speaking the truth, they're inviting people to Christ. It's a pretty healthy body of believers that have great need for God's Word.
$5 gets a Bible into the hands of a Christian in rural China. So please, consider what God might be asking you to do, and stay tuned for the details. And China's just one of the countries that have seen a major decrease in international adoptions. Christianity Today reports that more than 22,000 kids were adopted from foreign countries in 2004. Last year, less than 6,000 were adopted. Orphan Outreach's president, Mike Duras, thinks domestic adoptions will likely trump international ones. That means both opportunities and challenges in the future. You can learn more about what's going on by joining the Christian Alliance for Orphans in a conference this May. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. With a free resource kit from the Deaf Bible Society, you can learn how to help 58 million deaf people gain access to God's Word. Request your kit by calling us at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnews.org and click on the banner. I'm Ruth Kramer.